Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a scripture journal on the book of Ephesians. But first, here's his message, Living in the Love of God.
Take your Bibles, turn with me to Jude and verse 17 of the little letter of Jude, and is such a powerful letter because it deals with so many contemporary issues, namely false teachers, apostasy, which means to depart from the faith. So many are departing from genuine faith today, and in a world of eclectic religion, blended ideologies, we need the clear word of Jude. And as a matter of fact, when Jude began this letter, it's really a little postcard. He said, I wanted to write to you concerning our common salvation. In other words, he wanted to talk about our salvation in Christ, but he was compelled to deal with deception in the church. And so he dealt with it very forthrightly, forcefully, and it is a very strong appeal to deal with false teaching and apostasy and life apart from the genuine faith. But he concludes this powerful little letter with words of admonition. I said verse 17. I actually want us to begin at verse 20. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garments stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. There is a key phrase in the passage we just read. It is the key that unlocks the meaning of these words. It is keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. In other words, keep yourself in the atmosphere, in the center of God's love. Allow God to love you. I like the way the New Living renders this. Live in such a way that God's love can bless you. Now, we know God loves us. He loves us perfectly and eternally. I've loved you with an everlasting love. There's no question about the love of God. He demonstrated it at the cross, and he demonstrates it every day in our lives when we look to him. And yet, in this passage, we're told that we are to keep ourselves in this love.